Flib never answered. She bit away madly at her bonds, staring around at the pitiful groups of young beasts who cowered in the wall's shadows. As she did, her temper became more unreasonable. She snarled at them.
What are you lot staring at? Why didn't you all try to escape instead of just moping around?
Flandor, the young male otter, gave her the answer.
Right. We charge the vermin without a weapon twixt us. A pile of young'uns, some who can just about toddle, and some with little'uns to look after like your sister. Have you got any more bright ideas, Shrew?
Flib finished chewing through her bonds. She flung the cord away angrily.
No, River Dog, have you?
Flandor dropped his voice.
I'm racking my brain for a way out of here, but it ain't that simple. Most of them in here are too hungry to think of plans. They're more worried about where the next meal's coming from and if it's going to be enough to live on.
Tura, the squiddle maid, sided with Flandor.
Aye, we heard the way you fought Thwip and Binter out there. Very brave of you, I'm sure. But think about this. They probably stop our victuals as punishment.
Even Midda was in agreement with Flandor and Tura.
Us older ones can stand a few days' hunger. What about these poor babes? There's not just Borsi. Infant mice, squirrels, hedgehogs, moles. Even two little hares arrived just before you did. How long do you think any of those can last without victuals?
Flib was in no mood to be reasonable. She carried on rebelliously.
We can't stop the victuals. Let's all tell them so. Come on, all here, shout. We want victuals. Right, all together now. One, two. We want victuals.
At first, it was only Flib shouting. She began seizing others and shaking them.
Shout out, will you? We want victuals! Shout! Shout!
For some unknown reason, every beast obeyed. Not only did they cry out, but they repeated louder and louder.
We want victuals! We want victuals!
The stern-faced ferret guard bellowed back at them.
All right, stop that noise. The victuals are on their way.
Fib felt triumphant. Her mood changed to one of optimism. She grinned at Flandor.
See, I told you so. If you shout loud enough, they've got to do something about it. Ahoy! What's that you've got?
Flandor held up a small wooden spoon.
It's my spoon. I had it with me when I was captured.
Flib took the spoon. She inspected it carefully before putting out a general question to all the prisoners.
Who else has a spoon or anything like one?
Several creatures had spoons, but the one who caught the shrew maid's eye was a young mole. She had what looked like an old broken knife, made of iron.
It were my old grandfather's, but it be broke, so he gived it to oi.
Flib took it, along with several other spoons that were strongly made, and a fork carved from some type of thick bone. Midda cautioned her sister.
Hide 'em. The foxes are here with our victuals.